Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Peterson Farm Seeds hosting a media day. A media day in Kansas today. Red River Farm Network's Jay Rader is on site with this report.
Visiting here with Carl Peterson, Peterson Farm Seeds. Research. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, you guys have really laid a foundation on, and that's a very, very important part and aspect of your business.
Oh, absolutely. That's something we started right from the get-go. It's like, hey, if we're going to sell products, we got to know enough about those products to feel confident recommending them. And, you know, that really hasn't changed. It's just expanded. In addition to being the largest regional seed company in this area, we also run the largest contract research organization in this area.
And all of that research time that you're putting in, obviously, is for the product that you're trying to sell. But you're learning something, though, too, that you can, your agronomist can go out and have conversations with the farmer and say, hey, here's what we've seen. You know, put this on your farm and let's get some more bushels in your farm.
Yeah, I'm not a sports guy, but, you know, if you think about basketball, you know, the dribbling and the passing and the fundamentals are really, really important. And, you know, we find that, you know, with some of the modern technology and the high-speed planters, you know, if we can help farmers to realize they still have to get off planter and check that seed depth and so on and so forth, that can have a huge impact. And then beyond that, to some of the new things coming, you know, we've got gene-edited soybeans coming, hopefully within a couple of years, and we've got the beans that you can see from space that will give faster alerts for fungicides applications and things like that. There's just a lot of really cool things happening.
Let's just switch gears. You folks are in the middle of a very major construction project in Pingree, North Dakota, and it's going to be a transloading location.
Right. So we've been involved in identity-preserved crops for quite a while. The industry is really geared to huge volumes of non-differentiated products, so crushing plants, ethanol plants, export trains, and so on and so forth. And that creates a niche for maybe somebody wants something a little different. Maybe it's a high oil soybean, or maybe it's a, you know, a high fiber wheat. And we believe that there's a lot of those projects in the wings. For us, we know we're very well connected with the genetics people. We've got good contacts with industry people, and we can fill the middle for somebody that's in that business. If they have, you know, a coffee can full of a new variety, we can take that all the way to commercialization, out to growers. We've got a couple of good projects going already, and we think that's going to be a lot of fun.
U.S. soybean